This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon, Timothy.
Oh, good afternoon, Anna Murphy.
Oh, good afternoon, Joysters. Thanks for tuning in. We're down a Dean Murphy.
We are down one Dean Murphy.
We are.
Thanks to Mardi Gras.
We finally located him, ladies and gentlemen. He's all right.
But we have.
I think he's had a fabulous festival up there in Sydney.
Well, you'd expect nothing less from that man.
For Gay Christmas.
The Disco Dean.
Didn't they all look gorgeous?
Didn't they?
Wasn't it a fabulous festival?
I haven't seen. Did you watch the?
No, because no. I was out at a 40th birthday.
But I
have seen
it as well.
A lot of pictures.
Yes, that's where I've seen all my information too, through pictures and news articles.
Through Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we will definitely dig into a bit of that because neither of us went, but I'm sure, Joysters, if you're out there listening, you could send us some information about Mardi Gras on 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, I'd love to hear what your highlights of the parade were or anything at all about Mardi Gras.
I'd love to hear it all.
Yes.
And I want to know what we did instead of glitter this year.
I did hear there was some organic glitter.
Yeah, I know, but who's policing that? That's my point. It's like, really? Did you try it? And are you still trying to get that stuff out of cracks that you didn't know you had?
Sure. I reckon you are.
I reckon you are too.
I mean, it wouldn't be true glitter if it didn't have that property.
It's the herpes of the craft world. Once you open that stuff, you cannot get rid of it.
You've got it for life.
You do, indeed. And I'm glad that at 4 minutes past 4, I've already lost the plot on this show. Wow. Now, hasn't it been hot?
Oh.
Disgusting is all I can say about that.
I am so relieved that today is, 24 degrees right now?
And beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. This is what we need, Melbourne.
I tell you what,
that.
My armpits were not coping over the weekend.
I schwitzed like you wouldn't believe. On Saturday, we'll talk about it later, but I had to go to a birthday party.
Ooh.
Lucky I love her. One of my very close friends turned 40, so we went to a restaurant in the city, so that's fine.
But
the table, the table I was under, the girls had earlier on complained about the aircon, so that got switched off, you know?
Right.
So there was me and another, I'm 45, there's a 48-year-old, and we were just dying in there. And I brought a fan and she kept grabbing the fan off me. And we're there and everyone's laughing and I'm like, do you know what? Like, I'm not good with the heat and I like circulating air.
Yeah.
Anyway, then they, I was going to talk about this later, but anyway, then they made me go upstairs on the rooftop in 40, like it was 40 degrees by that stage.
What on earth were
and
they thinking?
I had no idea what was going on. Like, I don't cope at the best of times. But if you add a few vinos in there, my goodness gracious me.
And were you appropriately dressed for 40 degrees? I mean, what is appropriately dressed for a 40 degree birthday party?
I wore what I could find in my wardrobe that was cool enough and loose enough for that. Oh, no, like we have to be covered. Oh. Darling, I'm 45.
Nothing.
So I'm not Kim Kardashian walking out. And did you see that dress she had on the other day, which was literally just two lines across her naked breasts?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. I don't care, Kim.
Not having it. Put it away.
So, no, needless to say, I didn't wear that.
Right.
But anyway, I'll talk more about that in a little while. Happy Monday, peeps.
Happy Mardi Gras Monday.
Oh, happy Mardi Gras Monday. And I want to hear from all the people out there. Did you go to Mardi Gras? Are you still getting glitter out of places? Are those eyelashes off yet?
Mm.
How are the foots? Are they sore?
Yes, did you dance your pants off?
Oh, look, I remember going to one of those parties many, many, many years ago and it was fabulous.
Have you been to a Mardi Gras?
I'm too old for that now. Yes.
Have you?
I have.
I've still never been.
What kind of gay are you?
I'm uncommitted, isn't it?
You just sound a little uncommitted.
Yeah.
But I know you.
One foot in.
I know, yeah. Well, not really. mean, you have been with your partner for about 20 years. So, yeah, maybe you might want to make that decision sometimes.
Yeah, we might need to do something about that.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we won't challenge you too much.
No.
But, yeah, maybe you should go to a party.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I've always heard great things about it. I don't think, because Trev lived up there for a number of years in Sydney. I don't think he's even been either.
I just need to talk to you two on a separate occasion
we need
about
stern
this.
Talking
I really,
to you. Sorry.
I do, but you know who's been a couple of times? Who made a surprise reappearance this weekend at Mardi Gras.
Is this?
It's a fabulous Kylie Minogue. Yes. Like, I know every gay person in the village knows this. You're already all over it. But yeah, congratulations, yeah. Kylie Minogue, for bloody turning up.
And it's funny because I am an avid Kylie fan. Do follow her on the Instagram. And
I might be going to her concert next week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I knew that she was going to be in town because the concerts. Are you going to the one on the green? Or
yeah, the what do we call that big thing down there?
Oh, in the city, the Maya Music Bowl.
Yes.
Sydney Maya Music Bowl.
I lost it for the second.
That would be great.
Can't wait.
And she's also touring with
Jake Shears. And he was at Mardi Gras too. And Courtney Act was there and I love her.
Didn't she?
She's everywhere. She's now going to be on Neighbours.
What?
She's now going to be on Neighbours as well. She just put on Instagram. Courtney Act for Prime Minister is all I can say. She's everywhere.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And isn't it funny because there's just nothing she can't do.
It's really actually quite annoying, I think. I'm just wondering whether we could be friends, though. I would like that.
Oh, I reckon she would be a good friend for you.
Do you? Yeah. I think so, too. I've watched enough RuPaul's. Anyway, yeah, back to Kylie Minogue. Yep. Didn't she look resplendent in that gold dress?
Now, how old is she?
50.
50?
Yeah, she looks 12.
Ridiculously great.
Ridiculous. And those high heels, like I look at that and just feel pain straight away. Yep. I mean, because these old bangers don't carry me along very well. I'm certainly not on a heel. And there she is. Do you know what? That is because she's as tiny as a little, like those feet have not had to deal with what my feet have had to deal with.
Exactly.
This is all I'm saying.
Yeah, the most she's had to carry around is a little bit of hair that's, you know, been tousled in a feather backpack.
Maybe she did say one of those concerts that she did with the headpiece, you know, the big, that was really, really heavy and it like, you know, buckled her neck quite a few times. Mm. So her feet might have hurt then. But anyway, congratulations, Kylie Minogue, for looking fabulous. Best on ground, I'd say. Well done. She was amazing.
Yeah, two cheers from me. Well done. Here, here.
Oh, here, here. Who else would we want to see at Mardi Gras that hasn't been there lately?
Ooh.
I mean, Danny was all over Instagram today showing flashbacks of when she was up there.
She would.
I'm like, you don't need to do that. No. Your sister's got the limelight for the moment. Thanks, Dan. You just back off.
Wouldn't it be, well, I think you said it. Wouldn't it be great to see RuPaul there?
Shut the front gate. Really?
Wouldn't it?
Has not?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can someone let me know if RuPaul's ever been at the Sydney Mardi Gras? I would really like to know that. Because I'm obsessed.
That would be amazing.
Oh, look, okay, maybe we will do that. Who would you like to see at Mardi Gras that hasn't been there for a while or has never performed
there? Whether it's a performance or even just to appear at the parade,
just
who would you
appear.
Like to see?
Who would you like to see?
Oh, RuPaul would be amazing.
I'm scared that I would just like fangirl really badly and fall down. Mind you, she would never notice in heels.
No.
Like, I'd be shouting up and be like, nah.
You'd be a speck.
I love the miniskirts in the latest episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, long legs for days. I don't know what we're talking about, Timothy, but it's very fun. Joy 94.9, you're on Murphy's Law this afternoon, minus one Dean Murphy. He's lost on a float in Mardi Gras.
Oh, he's probably out lying in a pool somewhere, recovering.
I think he's having a lovely time.
I bet
we are going to do a live cross to him a little bit later. He said, why don't you record me now? And we said, hey, because we don't know how to do that.
Yeah. You have no idea.
We've been on air for 7 years and I don't know how to push the buttons or record anything, so shut up.
If you could actually even hear us right now, trust us, that is a miracle.
That's a miracle, yeah. Let us know if you can't hear us. Yeah. No one's wrong. Hey, now listen.
Actually, someone did ring, but someone was on the other line, so we don't know what that was about. So.
Yeah, we've already missed phone calls in here. Sorry. Oh, well.
The only message that we've had so far is from Vic Rhodes, and there's actually nothing even in that.
It's a blank message. Just hi, Vic Rhodes. Now, listen, Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
This is the thing. The whole gay community is probably asleep right now.
Yeah.
It's just you and I.
Exactly.
Because we did not go.
Well, and even Melbourne, I'm sure, has Mardi Gras parties, right?
Of course they do.
The very first ever, my old dance career that I had, my very first job was actually, before I was even out, was at the Peel.
Oh.
On Mardi Gras weekend.
And you weren't out yet?
No. And I was hired to do, like, dance, like, just on a podium and stuff.
I thought you were going to say you were high.
No.
I was like, wow.
But this is going way back in the day, and they used to have a pole that you could, like a gymnast pole, like a not horizontal.
No, it's a very, horizontal.
Yeah, horizontal pole, yes. And I remember getting up on the pole and I swung around it a couple of times and then I hit my head on the roof. Got down because I thought that's dangerous. I'm not going to do that anymore. But that was my
God,
welcome to my professional career.
Oh, I love you. It's so anyway. Much more that you shared that with us. I really love that. Yeah, look, I didn't. I got mistaken for a stripper once at a gay party.
Were you near a pole?
No, I wasn't near a pole and I was fully dressed, but I loved it. I was chuffed. I was really flattered. Anyway.
Back to Mardi Gras.
Neighbours.
Gosh, didn't they show up in a big way?
Didn't they show up in a big way? Now, I just said before, Courtney Act has got on her Instagram that she's going to be featured in Neighbours next year.
Oh, really?
So her episodes don't show till next year, but she was up there. But I think she was part of the scenes that they were filming because there's gay characters on Neighbours now.
Yes.
And so
they really have made the push forward with that, haven't they?
Bloody well have. I think it's amazing. But not only did they do that, they have remade like a cover version or are they actually going to release it? I can't work out whether this is going to actually be the real theme song now, but they have re-released it.
Maybe this will just be for the Mardi Gras episodes.
And it's a really good banger.
I love it.
It's a good song. So the old Neighbours tune, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play it for you right now. This is Neighbours. This is actually by a guy called Dariush Etemad. He's produced this and I've ruined his name.
No, I think you did that very well.
Okay.
Should we give it a try?
Yes, let's go. Right, this is the Neighbours theme song.
Ooh, yeah, neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours. With a little understanding, you can find the perfect plant. Neighbors should be there for one another. That's when good neighbors become good friends. But neighbors needs good, needs good.
Well, that was unexpected.
Oh, and that's
obviously
that song.
That's all you need. Yes. But what did we think? Actually, I'd like a vote of confidence or a no. We say no.
What did you think?
Once it kicked in, I liked it.
Yeah,
I quite like that banger stuff.
It's certainly.
Don't I sound technical and like really with it?
Hip.
Because I hang with the kids.
Down with it.
I don't at all. Thumbs down. I'm so glad that then that
really
finished earlier
it.
Than we thought.
Yeah, if it went that well.
Right. Well, we won't be playing the rest of that, kids. That's fine. All of a sudden there were people at the window.
Yeah. We don't see anybody during this show and all of a sudden poo-poo
to
that.
The thing is there's a delay out there too, so I thought that they might just be putting their thumbs down to us.
I'd love to know what people out there thought of it. Like, is it something that you were tapping your toe?
Were you banging your head?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just getting on board because I thought that was quite cute.
Yeah,
anyway,
they
hate it. That's all right. It's 24 beautiful degrees.
Beautiful degrees. What a reprise from the weekend.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
How was that cool change that came through last night?
Oh, I don't know whether I noticed that.
Oh, really?
No, because I closed all of the blinds outside, you know, to protect the windows, and I just had the aircon on.
So you're an aircon baby. And
I am an aircon baby.
But I don't have aircon at my place. And so we went down to the pub.
See, but that's nice when you get that and you open all the doors.
Oh, and we were walking back from the pub about I don't know what time it was, in the evening, and we literally crossed McKinnon Road. As we crossed McKinnon Road, just...
Oh, you got the wind up the...
The cool breeze came up my skirt.
Oh, lovely, up your skirt.
It was great.
Your nether regions.
I thought, oh,
no, so because
that?
I was in such a state yesterday that I pretty much ate nothing but Uber Eats for three meals yesterday.
Did you? Wow.
That's how big a festival the 40th was on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did you go with?
I may have had McDonald's in the or a fast food outlet that you can drive through on the way home in the taxi on Saturday night as well.
Spectacular.
So today I'm actually just existing on coconut water.
Yeah. That's hence today's diet.
Today's diet is brought to you by coconut water and nothing else because, wow, she really had a good time. But so I didn't notice that there was...
Well, it was lovely.
No, that there was a cool change coming. This, however, is... Because it was brutally hot, wasn't
brutally
it?
Brutally hot.
For 4 days of it. Just disgusting.
Yeah. My kneecaps were sweating.
Oh, yeah. There was parts of me sweating I didn't even know existed. Uh-huh. It's disgusting. But we're very different here, as you know, because over in America, totally opposite.
Oh,
obviously.
It's been freezing over there, hasn't it?
Like you wouldn't believe. So we've only had to survive, you know... Oh, poor me. I sat in air conditioning all day yesterday. I didn't even know it was hot.
I just bought 3 meals from Uber Eats.
Oh, they just brought it to my door. Goodbye, thank you. Right? But this guy, completely opposite ends of the earth, has just been found after 5 days in a car with his dog, and they survived this snowstorm. They were stuck. He couldn't move his car.
Snowed under.
In Oregon. Jeremy Taylor, his name is. And he survived for 5 days. By eating packets of hot sauce. So
well, that's like experiencing our temperatures
with me.
in your mouth.
Exactly. A little bit of Australia to keep you going. But I'm just like, had he just gone to like a drive-through Mexican thing, eaten that, and then got stuck in the snowstorm, and then he's just like,
What have I got?
And apparently it just would turn on the engine every now and then just to warm him and the dog up, but they just they kept each other. So the dog can't eat the hot sauce.
No, you couldn't give that to the dog,
no,
could you?
No, you can't, because can you imagine what... No.
But even... I'm even picturing him like... I know it's visual, but...
And then open the door, get some snow.
Oh, to cool down. You know? Okay.
I'm thinking the dog must have just eaten the snow.
Yeah.
5 days is a long time. I would have been stubborn. See, I couldn't have done that. Simply because I get indigestion very badly from hot things.
Oh, right.
So I'd be in agony. There'd be no point.
And there'd be no quickies in the car.
No quickies. I would have eaten all them in the first go.
I wonder, because I don't suffer from this, but my partner suffers from that thing when you have hot food.
That thing, indigestion.
No. Oh. It's got to come out.
Oh, that way.
So that exiting ring sting.
Yeah, no. Oh, that'd be horrendous.
I guess again.
And it was a snowstorm. Where was he going?
Stick your bum out.
Oh.
Cool it down on that.
Goodness me. Well, his truck looks like it was really, really snowed in. Like, I don't know. Wow. I don't want to think about that too much, but then the dog would have had to go on too.
Ooh, well, it gives you a nice visual, doesn't it?
I don't know whether I need to be stuck in the car for 5 days with my Pepper. I love her, but God.
She'd just lick you to death.
Yeah, she would just lick me to death. Now, we've got some messages. We could go to a song. Look, they're very loose in here this afternoon. Tracy, because I put a call out. I said, look, is anyone out there can people tell us that you love us? We're feeling lonely.
There's nothing like pleading for...
We're feeling lonely. We need to be loved. But this one came in from Tracy and Eltham, said, hi, Anna, I'm just loving the show without Dean cutting you off every time you speak. You go, girl.
Yeah, it's not really my thing to cut you off, is it?
No. Which...
Anyway...
Is difficult for me because then I'm like, where do I go from here? Yeah. But thank you, Tracy. And Dean Murphy, if you're listening, love you. This one came through. I'm not sure who from. Hi, cuties, loving the show.
Maybe from Goff.
Oh, it could be from Goff. Yeah. Thanks, Goff. Yeah. And this one came through. Hi, Murphys. That was shit. And that is in regards to the Neighbours song.
Yeah.
So sorry, but we just thought we'd try.
It seems like I'm the only person that's liked that. And from the reaction that we also got a few weeks back with the Eurovision Kate Miller-Heidke song, clearly my music taste
is in your rear with the hot sauce. And Frank, all the way from Winnipeg, hello, Frank, said, hi, Anna and Tim. I'm not sure about that Neighbours theme. I may need to hear it a couple more times. Well, sadly, Frank, for you won't get that opportunity on this radio station.
No.
You're going to have to Google the crap out of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had a theme for this break, haven't we? Now, can I just say, I was feeling a bit crunchy before because...
Crunchy.
Had a bit of a weekend and so my whole body was just like, oh, you are too old for this caper. This is rot.
Time to reel it in.
No, and usually like on a Monday I punch through a few coffees and, you know, Coke Zero or something like that, whatever, yeah. Or another brand. I've got to stop doing that today. But, you know, and then I just, it gets worse. But I thought today, no, I'm taking a stand.
Stop.
Stop in the name of your body's health. You need something that's going to put the goodness back in.
And what did you choose?
So I chose coconut water.
Ooh.
Because I thought, it's time.
And it is great, right?
I have drunk half a litre of this stuff, like it's amazing, and I feel loose. Like, my body doesn't hurt anymore. It's amazing.
This is where we
my
need a camera.
My hamstrings aren't sore. I feel light as a feather.
She is literally like a jellyfish in the studio.
Can't wait to see what happens by the time I finish the whole liter. This is amazing stuff. Get your hands on some today. Immediately. I'm so relaxed. I've forgotten what we were going to do. We've had a new member. His name is Aaron. So somebody has decided to join during our show. I think this is amazing. They're flocking to the Tim and Anna show. Watch them go.
Well, welcome, Aaron.
Welcome to Murphy's Law and Joy, and thank you very much for your $25 donation that was added on to that.
So great.
You're amazing. I'd like you to write in and tell us what about this show has inspired you to reach out.
If you could, Aaron.
And join. If you could, that would be great.
That would help us for
if
future planning.
If we knew what we were doing, that would help.
That'd be great.
Joy 94.9 Murphy's Law this afternoon with Anna and Tim behind the microphones driving this truck.
Without wheels.
Kind of cart-like today, isn't it? No wheels.
Sideways out of control.
Who needs wheels anyway? No. Now, listen, it was Mardi Gras weekend, mm-hmm. Of course. We didn't actually go up there and I didn't go to any discotheques.
Nope.
I did have a weekend. I'm going to pretend it was for Mardi Gras, but it wasn't. But I remember back in the day where I used to do a bit of working on, you know, dance party doors and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember when I worked at Beyond one time?
So.
Should we go back in time?
Should we step back in time?
Let's step back in time and have a listen. Next, please.
Oh, is this the cloakroom?
Well, it's not the cloakroom, sweetness. What do you want to cloak?
Maybe this.
Oh, you bought your own lube and condoms. Clearly you haven't been here before. Jason, can you show the newbie to the toilets, please, and give him a hands-on tour while you're there, please? Next. Oh, so what have you got here? Do you want me to cloak that fur jacket, darling? Oh, sorry. What? It's your chest and back hair. Oh, well, that's fine then, darling. I'll just cloak your cuffs for now, shall I? Now, off you go. And stay away from the toffee apples, won't you? You don't want to go home with a sticky mat. Next. Sorry, I can't hear you. Sorry. Babe, it's the gimp mask. You're going to have to undo it. Can you unzip it? What? Oh, I see. You've tied your hands behind your back. Hang on. I'll help you out. Look out. Oh, that's better. Now, aren't you a duffer?
Can I cloak these?
Yes, I can cloak your poppers, your whip, your harness and your wedding ring. Sorry, darling. I can't hear you.
It's my cock ring?
Oh, good Lord. Of course we can cloak that. And we'll just keep that our little secret, shall we? Next. Em, what would you like to cloak? Oh, I see. You have your butt plug, your dildo, swing harness and your lock stock with you. Oh, and your gerbil. Oh, look, that's fine, darling. $10 all up. And we do feed the gerbil carrots during the night as a leather festival bonus. Next. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, folks. It's that time that we head out to the roads and see what's going on. The colder outbound is biodegradable, glittered up to the hilt and ready to go at 7 minutes. Eastern outbound is having problems tucking, and at this rate is going to miss the beginning of the march at 22 minutes. Monash outbound has just had their foot run over by the STI float and is now being driven up Oxford Street by a dyke on a bike at 58 minutes. And the Princess Freeway outbound has just split their hot pants and are revealing far too much info at 16 minutes. That, ladies and gentlemen, was your Mardi Gras themed traffic for this afternoon.
Yeah, I really like that.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Now, a word that we haven't heard in a long while was just delivered to us so beautifully by our beautiful newsreader, Simon.
Yes.
He said plume.
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 It's a lovely word.
You don't hear it very often, do you?
You don't hear it very often.
Plume.
Plume. And so it got us thinking, what words don't you hear often but we'd like to hear more of?
Yeah, that we could throw into the show.
Go on.
Just tickle the ears.
Throw us a little test to see if we can use your words. Go on, Joyce.
I dare you.
You know you want to.
There was another one that I did hear in that news.
What was the other one?
Bunyip.
That's right. And you actually said, bunyips aren't real, are they?
They're not, though. Are they? I was just asking for a friend.
Okay, on that happy note, I'd like to meet your friend. No, on that happy note, but I should tell you all that it's a beautiful 24. And guess what, everyone? It's going to be 17 degrees tonight, so you can sleep under your doonas. Just open up your windows and
let
get the
breeze in.
Wind up, yeah.
It's fine Monday.
Oh, do whatever you like. Jeez, I'm feeling hydrated after my litre. I finished the litre bottle, if anyone's paying attention at home, and I don't hurt anywhere. This is amazing. Like, I had such a sore back last week. I think I've just been really dehydrated.
Well, I think I know what's going to be the new staple in your diet.
Oh, yes. No more of those terrible sugary things.
No.
And bloody get into this coconut water. Now,
She even dropped, I will have you know, listeners, that she even dropped in the break there that she was feeling moist.
I didn't mean to. Stop.
It's like a most hated word, and she came straight out.
It did. No, because I said I've had all this hydration and then I've also got a chapstick. I'm so moist. And then I know, like, I've said it again. Yuck, can't stop saying it. Moist, moist, moist. Now, we are wanting to know, what are beautiful words that you haven't heard for a while?
Mm.
I like the word quagmire.
What? I don't even know what that is.
Because we're sort of in one with this show right now, aren't we? So we don't really know what we're doing.
And it all stemmed from Simon during the news, came out with two wonderful words that we hadn't heard for such a long time. And first came out plume, which
plume.
Just, that's such a beautiful sounding
delicious
word.
Delicious.
Plume.
Plume.
And then bunyip.
And then bunyip. To which Tim asked the question, bunyips aren't real, are they? And then Simon backed it up by coming in here and saying, of course they're real, otherwise why would we have the bunyips in the forest?
Cheeky fellow.
Very naughty.
Very facetious.
But I would like to, and then you've come out with facetious. Look at us. This is how you play the game. Unfortunately, there is nothing to win except our love and appreciation for you sending in your words.
And the good feeling about participating with us on the radio show
today. I do like the word segue as well, but I've got nothing to use that for right now.
Maybe we'll just go straight to a song.
Segue to a song. Oh, dear. I really do feel like we've lost the plot. Yes. Well, we have been discussing words that we don't hear very often.
Yeah, they just sound beautiful as they roll off the tongue.
You know, like plume.
Plume. I quite like quesadilla.
Oh, I love quesadilla.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yes, and I love listening to people who can't pronounce that. That's a can I have the quesadilla?
The quesadilla.
The quesadilla. I like a bit of that. It's a bit like when they used to go carne.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I can't say, what's the...
Mozzle.
The paella?
Paella.
Paella.
Paella. But most people say paella.
Yeah, paella.
Paella, because we're Aussies, mate. I did tell you, didn't I, that I knew someone once that told me that we were Aussies and we sound like lawnmowers.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Lawnmowers?
And he goes, yeah, because you're like... How very dear you. But then if you listen to the way I speak, I could be cutting your lawn any minute. Sharon's playing the game. She likes the word shenanigans.
Oh, great word.
I actually have my best friend, if he's listening now, he will be probably turning off the radio. Cannot stand that word.
Really?
He hates it. Isn't it funny how words can just tear people apart?
Yeah.
Gary has said, well, you're not really playing the game as was requested, but I like the cut of your jib. Is that the right thing to say? Yep. Okay. Gary likes buttermilk fried chicken.
Yum. And actually, that's really good. Buttermilk fried chicken.
Roll off the tongue and it just sounds so delicious. Oh, I could finger lick that. Steve is also not playing the game, but you're playing it anyway. So I love you and I don't care.
There's no prize, Steve.
There's no prize.
So well done.
Do you know what? Play your own game. Yeah. I don't care. I'll read it out. This one says menage a trois.
Ooh. It's the French.
It's very saucy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Menage a trois. Be a lot of limbs. As our friend the comedian said last week, too many.
Too many.
It's just too many. And we've had this one. And Simo, you're in trouble with me now. I'm going to get Tim to read this one out. This is our friend Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda.
It even says that in there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Anna, are you moist all the way up to your moist panties?
No, I'm resigning from the show immediately. You have made me want to vomit.
That's not
in
cool.
My Simo. Mouth. And this one says, ooh, hang on a sec. Okay, compersion. I've never heard that word before. But it says is a word my partners and I use in our poly relationship. Oh. It means the opposite of jealousy. I love it.
Compersion.
Compersion.
Like compassion, but not.
Opposite of jealousy. It's the opposite of jealousy, just relax, but compersion. Mm. Ooh.
Wow.
I love that. Keep them coming, please. 0427JOY949 on air at joy.org.au. You look like you were going to say something then. No. Oh, we've had another one from Anna has said penultimate.
Penultimate. Yes.
Love it. And I'm not sure. Love it and dobber? I'm not really sure what that means, but thanks, Anna. Anyway, that's how you play the game. Yes. Send us in your words that you love.
What do you love?
What do you
like to hear?
I really like that chicken thing.
Buttermilk fried chicken.
Buttermilk fried chicken. I'm going to eat that all up. I love that we're getting a new character.
I don't know if it's a new character. The editor-in-chief has just said there will be a lesbian couple. She hasn't.
Fabulous. Whereabouts again, sorry?
In Denmark.
In Denmark. Oh, go.
So progressive.
Danes. Are they the Danes? They're the Danes. Yeah, they're the Danes. I've lost the plot because I'm just thinking about brilliant words.
I'm mistaken. It's Dutch, so it's Holland.
Oh. Holland. There you go. The Dutch.
Also progressive.
Mm. Very progressive.
In fact, they're going to go so far as to, even before they get to the lesbian couple that they're going to introduce somehow, they have already redrawn one of the frames for a soon-to-come comic book, just to change, because it was just a normal couple sitting in the background of a scene, and they've already changed the gender of one of them to make it a same-sex couple.
Aww, can we have the Murphy's Law clap for the Dutch? Yeah! Bringing it home for the LGBT community. I love this.
Well done, yes. Holland.
Now, Simon, have you got some words that you like?
Yeah, I brung some words.
You brung some words with you?
I brung some words.
This is awesome.
So some words that I've heard that, I like tirade.
Oh, I like tirade.
Tirade.
It's just when you get going, it's a bit fancier than just a rant.
Yeah, no, it's a tirade. Dan Murphy's very well known for a tirade. Yes. When he gets on.
I do love me a good tirade sometimes. Yes. You just get into that flow and let the words go.
And you just see everyone around you just open mouth going,
and the opposite of that is aplomb.
Aplomb.
Oh. Aplomb.
Done with aplomb.
Yeah. You can't say it without carrying yourself with aplomb.
No, you need to be very posh to say aplomb.
You have to be dignified to say aplomb.
It's making me go dangerously close to another one that always makes me laugh. Plop.
Thank you, Anna. I'm introducing some literary words here. And you, mind you, this is the Murphy Law Show. Has to go there.
Plop.
Did you have anything else in this?
The phrase
Simon?
Pearls before swine comes to mind.
I'm going to blame the coconut water. What else have you got for me?
Another word that I think should be used more,
yes,
but no one ever will, litotes.
What is that?
She is gone. Listeners, Anna has lost it.
What is litotes?
What is litotes?
Litotes is when you use a double negative to express a positive. How was the movie? Oh, it was not bad.
How was the show today?
It was just...
Litotes.
So...
I'm really grateful that you just brought all those in.
And one of my favourites, of course. Just one more.
Yeah.
Sesquipedalian.
Oh, what is that?
It literally means words that are a foot and a half long. It's a long word to describe long words. Sesquipedalian.
Sesquipedalian.
Wow.
I can die happy. I've just had the best few minutes of my
life. I'm
going to
go for a litotes, I think.
Oh, dear.
I'm losing it in here. Jason has said kerfuffle's not used enough. Thank you, Simon.
It is not. You're right.
Kerfuffle is what's happening in here. And and Mark says, I love meningococcal. So horrible, but sounds so sexy.
I'm not sure sexy is the... It sounds more playful, actually.
Oh, it's meningococcal.
Oh, I love a bit of me, that playful meningococcal.
You put the emphasis, you know?
Meningococcal. Hey?
Warm the meningococcals of your heart. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This is just champagne radio, isn't it?
Top shelf.
Top shelf. We are still inviting you to play with us today.
Please.
Be playful. Send us in the words that you don't hear often enough that could potentially make me fall off my seat. Because I just heard Latotes and lost my
absolute. It started because Simon, during the top of the hour news break, came out with plume, which just sounds so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Dances through it the earlobe.
Certainly does. Rolls off the tongue.
And so that's what we were looking for.
And then we've gone off on one because people are sending in things like, I like that finger licking. What was it? No, buttermilk fried chicken.
That's just, I love that.
Oh, it just makes me hungry. So anyway, 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. Please participate in making our day just joyous.
Yes.
It is 5:42 and it is 23 degrees. Isn't that in itself just lovely?
After the weekend,
and how many days do you want to hear 37, 38, 40?
Mm. It is nice to have a break. I'm not going to poo-poo away the hot weather because I love it. However, a break is great.
Oh, I'm loving this just like it is. Anyway, we did not discuss last week. Well, we tried to a little bit, but we didn't want to do spoilers.
Yeah, we had to keep the lip.
Oscars.
Yes. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And I don't really know what I've been doing because usually I'm right all over it and sit there and watch the whole thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I've seen it in bits and bobs this year, but I think probably because we had the show on.
Usually, that's right.
I'm doing it. Green Book winner.
Oh, Green
Haven't
Book.
Haven't seen
the
best, it yet.
Best film.
Best film.
I've heard great things about it.
Oh, hang on. This is just telling us who's in the thing. I don't know. It doesn't actually. No, hang on. I'm
oh, you straight. Haven't done a Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway and read out the wrong.
I have actually because. Oh, no, winner, Green Book. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, good.
I can't read.
That might have been their problem too.
Very difficult. Best actress, Olivia Colman for The Favourite. Now, you said she had a good speech. I've missed it. And every time I try and Google it, it won't let me.
And I do feel bad because I did my movie review and gave it 2.5 stars out of 5.
How dare you?
And there she goes winning the Best Actress Oscar over the hotly touted Glenn Close, who was going to win all along.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, the one Lady Gaga. But before we get into Lady Gaga.
We're not going to go there, Justin.
Her speech was pure delight. It was
Olivia Colman.
Oh, amazing. I don't know her at all. I've never seen her in anything, but she plays the Queen on
in the new series of the Crown.
Right.
She's older Lizzie.
Right. And yeah. she was just genuinely delightful.
Blown away.
And I think honestly surprised. I don't think that she rated herself a chance in this.
I think they did show Gaga looked surprised at the beginning that she didn't get it. Mm. I thought, but not in a bad way. She just kind of looked a bit like, oh.
But she was, watch it. If you can find it on the internet, watch it. She's just great because
I'm going to have to, and now I'm going to have to watch the movie, which you poo-pooed last week.
I did. Well, still great actress. Does that mean you have to watch the movie?
Did Melissa McCarthy get nominated for a movie?
But I don't think it's a comedy thing. It's quite serious, I believe.
Ah, okay.
But yes, I mean, great company. But yeah, watch her speech. She was just so sweet.
Divine.
And just like, oh, like Gaga blowing kisses.
Oh,
like it was,
she's so cute.
So gobsmacked. It was
awesome.
Yeah,
now one I did see, and I saw his speech, and it was lovely, Rami Malek, who won for Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go and watch it. It's a fantastic movie.
And he does, he really is the spinning image of him, isn't he?
Oh, incredible. And he beat out Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, Willem Dafoe and Viggo Mortensen.
Mm.
Very tough crowd there. Well, Gaga, I need to get there.
Mm.
So during the show last week, you would have heard, and I'm hand on heart, massive Gaga fan.
Yep.
I didn't love her Rod Laver Arena one a couple of years ago. Did feel like we were a little bit at a Rocker Steadford, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
If you were at a Rocker Steadford. I think she's changed since then. That's okay.
Different direction.
Whatever. I flip-flop all over the place.
Yes, you do.
I love her. I think she's fabulous and a very good role model. And I saw her speech and she'd won the Grammy for the song and da-da-da. So I think she's very good and I had seen that and I didn't want to ruin it for anyone, so we didn't really talk about it. And then I went home and I watched what everyone had shared all over Facebook. It was the Gaga and Bradley Cooper performance.
Yes.
Oh, that song.
Now, what did you think?
So, I get that we're acting and we're in love in the movie. We're like, well, we've all seen the movie.
Mm.
And you're not actually a couple. So I'm not sure that we needed to go there in front of his wife or girlfriend or mother of his one-year-old baby in the seat. It was just, look, I get that they're just performing, but it was a bit icky. I felt like it was a bit icky. And if you've been like me who's watched the trail of Gaga interviews where she has just fawned all over Bradley Cooper, like
he, out of 99 people and only one person believes.
She's done that over and over again. She just drools over him. It's always made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Now, if I was the girlfriend, I wouldn't be very happy.
It's a little bit of an awkward seat, isn't it?
Say that. Anyway, she's a better woman than I am.
And I think Gaga's just broken up with a partner too,
and had just broken up with the partner. And then they wonder why people were talking about it. There were umpteen different people who were interviewed on the carpets at the Vanity Fair party later going, are those two having sex?
Yeah.
Like seriously, it was pretty steamy.
It was steamy.
It was I would go say it was probably more steamy than the movie. Like, because I didn't even think that the movie, I didn't get carried away with their love story.
I think
because he was so drunk the whole time.
I didn't know what he said.
No, I couldn't.
The whole movie, no idea.
Either. So I'm sorry for all you Gaga lovers out there. I love her too, but I just think,
still a fan. I did hear a talk. I don't recall on what it was, whether it was a Jimmy Kimmel or one of those talk shows, and said, you know, well, we're acting. This is a love song, and so we're acting, and you all believed it, and so that's exactly what we were looking for.
She's a method actor. I believed it too. Method away. And he is Bradley Cooper, so just saying.
Why not?
It would be very difficult not to.
Very. Yeah,
anyway, whatever. Fabulous. Congratulations to all the winners, and didn't they all look fabulous?
Yep. Round of applause for you all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but discuss, except I can't because I don't know his name, the gentleman that wore the big black skirt.
Oh, that was Billy Porter, I think it is.
Billy Porter, that's
the
one.
So he was the lead in Kinky Boots when it first came out.
Amazing.
Didn't it look, isn't that hot?
Amazing.
Yeah.
For anyone that didn't see it, Google it. Amazing. Black tux top and
beautiful.
Then this beautiful big black gown. Amazing. I loved that. I was very happy with that. Anyway, so that's all things Oscar.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted to get that off my chest because I think there should be a little bit of a girl code thing going on there. I just don't know.
Cross the line?
I saw actually on social media some people at a different radio station did like a demonstration of what actually would have happened behind the scenes when they got home, and just safe to say they thought that she would have torn him a new one.
Right.
You are on Murphy's Law this afternoon. If you thought we've gone mad, you'd be right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we have been asking for everyone to send through words, delicious words. Oh, there's one. Delicious.
Delicious.
Words that you like, words that, you know, just you haven't heard for a while that you think you'd like to.
That just dance through your earlobes.
Oh, I love it. This one came through, no name, but said scrumptious.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love scrumptious. Mm. And this one came through from Simo, Paris End, East St Kilda. Onomatopoeia and sphincter.
Now, I don't know what onomatopoeia is.
Yeah, well, apparently that's a word that sounds like from what it's come from, like cuckoo or sizzle.
Quack?
Or quack, yes. Yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, so like that.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure whether I've actually told. Simo's been a listener for a very long time. I might have told this story. Apologies if you've heard it before, but I'm going to have to now because I have to address the reason that I have a story about sphincter, because I do actually laugh every time that word is generally said. I was working in a hospital, and because I wasn't medically trained, they sent me to a medical terminology course.
Right.
So that I could get up to speed with what all the doctors and nurses were talking about, because I was doing admin stuff.
Right.
A few years back.
Got you.
So they sent me to this thing, so not medical.
Right.
At all.
No.
No. And 28, so more juvenile than now, if you could imagine.
I can't.
If you can
simply
imagine.
Can't.
Simply can't. So anyway, so I'm sitting in this thing this one day. It went for a couple of weeks. I had to go like, I don't know, 2 to 3 or whatever, 2 to 4. And I'm sitting there and this woman comes in and she's going to talk about colonoscopies. Right.
Yep.
So she's got this big machine and this cord, like it's like got the cord and all that sort of stuff. And she's like talking about it. And she said, so we get this. And so basically you've got two sphincters, and I already went at that, like, because like I'm a 2-year-old. And so she sort of stopped and looked at me like, I'm in there with nurses. And, right. and like,
up,
you know, she's like waiting for her. I'm like, sorry. And then she goes, so what they do is they push it through the first sphincter. And I'm like, and then she goes, and then they pushed it through the second sphincter. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, your host here with the most, I just lost it. Like, could not stop laughing. I got sent out of the room. At 28.
I reckon you would have got a note from her to a scolding note to take home to your folks.
And I left and I was crying so hard laughing. I was like, oh, my God. And I left without my bag because I just wanted to get out of the room. And then I had to go back in there and creep to get my bag. And then I started laughing again because I'm really bad at those
get
things.
Like,
she just goes, just go for today. Just lost it.
Don't you know you drive me crazy. Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. We're heading out to the roads again and there was almost a kerfuffle in here because I lost what I'd written down. Oh, dear. The colder outbound is deliciously smooth at 6 minutes. The eastern outbound is like the black hole of Calcutta at 23 minutes. I need to put my teeth in. Monash outbound is plodding, ponderous and sluggardly at 60 minutes. And the Tulla outbound is creeping and unhurried at 20 minutes. And that is your ridiculous words version of the traffic this
Very
afternoon.
Very clever. Well done.
You're welcome. We have been playing What Word Haven't You Heard for a while.
Yes, that beautiful
really
word
love,
that rolls off
rolls
the tongue.
Off your tongue. Brad just said, I was going to say scrumptious, but you read that out just as I was typing. Oh. So try disembogue instead.
Ooh.
I like discombobulated.
Yes, discombobulated. That's
Ooh.
Great.
Discombobulated.
And bum puzzled.
Oh.
I like that.
I'm not sure that I've heard bum puzzled before.
Yeah.
Should I ask?
It's just confused.
Oh, okay.
Bum puzzled. Sorry. Didn't mean to throw you for a six.
I'm not good. We need to move on.
Yeah, you're in the home stretch, which is great news.
It hasn't been a fantastic afternoon so far.
Well, I think so.
We're having fun.
Yes.
And I think you guys are too, because without even the enticement of a prize, you guys have been participating
yes.
your
Thank
little
you.
Pants off. I really appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise we're just two mad 40-somethings sitting in here with a mic.
Just laughing at ourselves.
Just laughing at
really.
Ourselves, which we have done yeah. before.
We're probably
we do that
again.
During the songs.
Yeah.
But that's totally fine. It is 11 minutes past six. It's 24 degrees. It's going to drop to 17 tonight. That's so brilliant.
It's actually, when looking at it outside right now, it certainly looks like it's cooled down.
It has. That's another word that I love, though. Brilliant. Because my friend, my best mate, always says, because he's from New Zealand.
Right.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
He actually pronounces it, and Williamstown.
Oh.
Williamstown.
Oh.
Yes. Anyway, different to how I say it. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, Williamstown. Now, sorry,
well, I know
we moved on from Mardi Gras and you have a pillar of a story to tell me.
Well, I've certainly got something to inform you with. Now, I
yes.
know that you felt crunchy earlier today.
Really crunchy, I did.
And your saviour for that was some coconut water. I've got
Oh, do you know
one.
What? I got confused with this. I thought you were going to talk about Mardi Gras, but you're not at all. I know what no. you're going to talk about. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue,
right.
Timothy.
On the weekend.
I just heard float.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
So on the weekend, I did a float session. Now, that's got nothing to do with Mardi Gras. Just coincidental that float, Mardi Gras, on the same day. But
yeah.
No, I'm in a tank.
Yeah, sorry.
A reflex.
You at home who are confused right now, I apologise wholeheartedly for derailing this.
You thought that the whole way?
No. But see, I'm very confused. Like, there's a lot going on. And so before we came back from the break, Tim just looked at me and said, my float story. So I went straight to Mardi Gras yeah. and thought he was
nah.
on a float. No.
Nah.
Please continue,
right.
kind sir.
So my partner was given a two-man float for his birthday at the end of the year. So we booked in on the weekend and we went on Saturday.
In one of those potty things?
Well, here's the thing. The place that we went to,
yeah.
it's actually a room.
Oh.
It's the only place in Melbourne that has them. I think there's one place in Tasmania. That could be the only place in Australia. There is a place in Tasmania, which I know is Australia.
But it's a big room. Is it lit?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See, I like that idea much better. The pod thing scares me.
But you can turn the lights out. So you're instructed to come in, wash down, body wash, clean yourself off.
Are you in the natty?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Pay particular attention, she says, to the soles of your feet. I don't know why. Didn't ask. Thought that was interesting. And then...
For washing?
Yeah. Before going in. then you have to...
Now I'm intrigued. See, yeah. My brain's gone to why.
If you've got any like scabs or cuts or anything, you have to put Vaseline on them because it's super salty. It's salt magnesium that you float in that keeps you afloat.
Okay.
Right?
Ow.
So anyway, then you step in. Now, we had this, like I said, it's a room. So you little hatch door, you step through and you've got, it's lit by these blue lights at the base end of the water.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing is blue, but there's sparkly lights like a sky on the top and there's some music, lovely, you know, music playing, very relaxing.
Oh.
And so you get in and you're in the nutty and you lay down and you float.
You float.
You're only in about like maybe a foot and a bit of water, but you float. And I had a little floaty ring that sat around my head because people sometimes just get nervous about their head.
It'll
sink. But it won't. And people hold a lot of tension. So this just helped relieve the tension of the neck.
Yeah, see, I'd be hopeless
great.
With that, yeah. Oh,
and
good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We got in and I turned the lights out. Right?
Oh, I'm in.
And
this is amazing.
You know, you're floating. Turn the lights out and I slid across and bumped into Trev.
Well, I was going to say, did it get a little bit? You know?
Like, and so, okay,
how
the lights, the music plays for 10 minutes or so, and then the music goes off, and you're on your own. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do for? I've got an hour of this. And the mind just sort of goes all over the shop. I had this moment at one point where I was like, this must be what my brain does when it gets bored. I'll just grab my phone and watch something.
Ah.
That's what, like, clear as day, I remember that. And then I was like, I don't have my crazy that this
Isn't
is all what's
funny
happening.
That you can't, that we can't, we're so conditioned to being busy all the time that you can't just enjoy that for an hour. Like that almost fills me with a bit of fear.
Yeah. I did have a bit of like, oh, how am I going to go? What's crazy is that for the bulk of it, what I really remember is all I can hear is my heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
I can't hear anything. And the heartbeat, you can feel that through your whole body.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Oh, I want to try this.
I had such a great time. Now, what I'm not so sure about is my partner.
Oh, what happened to Trev?
Because he was having one of the very similar sort of situation. I'm in here, don't know what's going on. Where's my mind gone? Am I here? Am I not? Am I asleep? What? I don't know. And then he's like, I can hear this sound like people are dragging furniture.
Oh.
In the next room. He's like, what's that? No. I'd fallen asleep. I was snoring.
Oh.
That's all. Just me. So I get a sharp elbow.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I float back to life.
You're the most annoying person in the world.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I think I'd have to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just get worried about those capsule ones because it'd feel like a coffin. That would be a bit weird.
Yeah, no, them
creepy.
Shutting the lid on me and that thing, I'm like, no.
The room's good because you just control it. You go into the room, you step in, you do your own lights, then the music comes on. And all of a sudden, I honestly felt like it was probably about 15 minutes.
Oh, where do I buy me a ticket? I want to get a piece of that action. That's what
amazing.
I want.
Get in it.
And maybe with some buttermilk fried chicken as well.
Yeah, some coconut water, you'll be great.
Some coconut water as well. No, I love this story.
Yeah.
Please let us know if you've done this float room.
Yeah, check it out.
We have nearly driven this
thing. I know, we're almost home.
Not only into the ground, but almost home. 23 degrees outside. Now, listen, Tim, when I say to you, you know, what, like doping suspension?
Oh, yeah.
What would you think? What sports?
Oh, well, you're certainly
thinking
the gold medals in the 100 meter sprints at the Olympics seem to just consistently rock up with drugs in the back pocket.
Yeah.
I'd say tennis players, cyclists,
AFL players.
AFL, absolutely.
What about bridge players?
Pardon?
Hey?
What?
Bridge players. You heard me. The best bridge player in the world has just copped a 1-year ban for doping.
Wow.
Yeah. No, his name's Gerhel Germo. He ranks amongst the open wheel grandmasters. He was just ahead of his frequent partner, Tor Helness. How good are these names?
Wow.
He copped a suspension after testing positive for synthetic testosterone and clomiphene.
Wow. That's not what I expected at all.
No, I didn't either. I'm like, what? This is the exact extract from the WBF's official finding. On 29th of September 2018, Gerhel Germo provided a sample that was sent for laboratory testing. The results identified an adverse analytical finding with the presence of clomiphene and synthetic testosterone that constituted anti-doping rule violation as specified within the World Bridge Federation anti-doping rules. Now, this is because they're part of the International Doping Olympic Committee.
That's outrageous.
So they have to get tested. Who would have thought that?
I can't, to be honest, what's bridge?
This is a card game.
Sorry, I'm simple. But
and
that's
how is
ridiculous.
Testosterone helping you play cards?
How does it help?
And I don't even know what clomiphene is, but apparently you're not allowed to have it.
Wow.
And this article's gone on to say there's a lesson in this. Performance-enhancing drugs are always bad. Or maybe the lesson is that if you pump yourself up on synthetic testosterone before hitting up your local Rotary Club's bridge night, you can win big.
Oh.
Not sure. Definitely one of those.
Yeah, well, we could test that out.
Oh, I think so. I was going to say I might try it when I go to lawn bowls, but I don't think I need to be taking testosterone.
Not for you.
Not for me.
No.
Anywho.
Let's move on, shall we?
I'm very confused by that. Anyway, congratulations, Gerhard Germo, though, because he had already served, he accepted a provisional suspension, so he's already served most of it. And if you're all wondering, he'll be back in November.
Oh, so we can kick back and watch him defend his title.
Defend his title. Oh, my God.
Well done,
Gerhard. I thought I'd heard it all. Well done, indeed. Timbo.
What?
That's about it for us.
Get out.
I know. I've had a lovely time.
It's been a hoot.
Today.
We've been a hootenanny.
We're just the two of us in here. We're left to our own devices and, God, it's been a holler and a happening and funny and I don't know what else to say. I've run out of words.
It's been great.
It's been
Hip
great.
Hop and happening.
Now, we'll say cheerio to Dean Murphy, who's up there, and he's up in Sydney at the moment, post Mardi Gras and heading to Balinesia.
Who is he?
I know. She's good, isn't it? Yeah. We will not be back next week because, of course, it's a long weekend, so we're going to have a little rest.
Great.
But we'll be back with you the week after that. We'll be all hands on deck. Damo will be back and Simon will be here, of course.
The full
Murphy
crew.
And you and I.
Yep.
And you've been with Murphy's Law. Ciao.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.